Memphis, Nashville, and Huntsville?
The Bills.
Where she opened for Mike Epps and also opened for Lavelle Crawford. Dominique, good morning.
What's going on, Tom, Sibby, Jay, Sibby, Sib? What's going
Dominique.
On? How
was
I got a shout out. I mean, it was great, Tom. I got a shout out Huntsville, Nashville, and Memphis. They were awesome.
Yeah.
They definitely were. I had a great time.
I hear that show. I hear that show is really funny.
Yeah, we had a ball. It's going down. And this week, we're going to be in Cincinnati, D.C., my hometown, Atlanta, and Greenville, South Carolina.
You're going right. home. Good for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Here's a story about erectile dysfunction and your income. Uh-huh. It says men married to women with higher incomes were more likely to use erectile dysfunction medication than male breadwinners.
Yeah, that's their fault.
Whose
they
fault?
Need, it, man, they get you shouldn't even have to go through that. Get you some money. I can't even understand why they complaining about this. Go get you some paper. I ain't never heard these new wave men talk. They ain't old school like men back in the day. Old school men got them some paper. These men sitting around don't want to do nothing. Now they want to use medication. Who supposed to pay for it? I got to work and pay for the medication. You know what I mean? You got to get up and move around. They lazy. These men lazy. Tom, get off the couch. That's why the blood ain't circulating. You sitting around all day long. They laugh at the Mexicans, but they got a house full of kids on. Wow. That's because they moving around making money. That blood circulate. If you ain't trying in life, why should your love stick try? You know, it go hand in hand. If the big head flax it, why should the little head do anything? Why should that be the case?
Gosh.
You know what I mean? See?
You know, I think I do.
The little head follow the big head. Viagra wouldn't have stood a chance back in slavery. Not at all. Viagra wouldn't have. You think Chicken George could have came home and hit anytime he got ready? You can trust that. In the civil rights movement, this thing wouldn't have stood a chance. These dudes lazy. They don't want to do nothing. I'm a young woman and want a sugar daddy. You know? You can see if you want to go out in the man, it's a pleasure for him to pay for the meal and make you smile. And later on, you can go home and make him smile.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah, these young dudes, they don't know nothing about that. Sitting up there, then they want you to listen to them and follow what they say. I can walk into a brick wall by my damn self. I don't need no help. See, this thing that gone crazy. You better get you a sugar daddy so you can enjoy something to find a thing. Go somewhere and eat. Don't got to worry about going Dutch. That's why the pocketbooks we carry now so big. Because we got to carry the load. That's why the purse so big. I bet Denzel Washington ain't have no problem. Chris Brown has smacked her in the head, and he ain't have no problem with y'all.
All right, but what about Stedman then?
Stedman, you
he got problems, huh?
No, he don't really have no.
Oprah
think
make more money than according to this survey. It says
I know, but Stedman is old school.
He old school though, so the little bit the money that he do have, he gonna say, "Look here, oh, I know you baller and a boss, but I got it. I'm gonna take care of this roof, Chris, tonight." That's all he say. You know, I'm gonna get you some flowers and do, but these do they lazy, sitting on the couch, don't want to do nothing.
Yes, yeah,
these men so lackluster. The next president of the United States gonna be a woman. That's how lackluster they are. That's where this thing headed. Tom, they headed the right direction. If you get your paper up, your love sticker get up too. You got to get them in. Hey,
get your paper up.
Get your paper up. The big head, the little head, follow the big head. If you do that, you'll be all right. They don't even got no cars riding around in the Mary Kay car. Once you believe that's their car, you don't sell no damn Mary Kay, that pink ass car. That's your woman's car.